This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. When we hear local political leaders and bureaucrats talk about fixing traffic congestion in Austin, one of the things they like to talk about a lot is alternate modes of transportation. And that's partly why the city has been trying to make Austin more cycling friendly. It's made some progress in that regard, and this week Austin earned a gold-level designation from the League of American Bicyclists. So to understand what that means, I talked to Ian Dilley. He's a reporter for Bicycling Magazine. His newest book is The Cyclist's Bucket List, and he lives in Austin.
It's actually a really big deal. You know, the League of American Bicyclists has been around since the late 1800s, and every year they consider, you know, a number of cities that have applied for this designation through the league, and they either keep them at the same level, which is, you know, bronze, silver, and gold and platinum level status, or they give them an upgrade. And the city of Austin has been at the silver level for a number of years now and was just recently upgraded to the gold level, which there's only a handful of cities, maybe two dozen cities across the U.S. that are rated at the gold level. So it's a huge step forward for the city of Austin and really just a acknowledgement that the city is moving in the right direction.
What is the city doing to be moving in the right direction right now?
Yeah, so two things on that. The city of Austin certainly is deserving of this designation. I think anybody who rides a bike around Austin or drives a vehicle or gets around Austin anyway, you know, the changes are just visible sort of at every turn, from bike lanes on major arterial roads and bridges, such as, you know, the South First Street Bridge, and some sort of areas where they can currently squeeze them in, like on Lamar, and hopefully expand them in the future. And then also, you know, it's really what Austin has done that's been impressive is these major projects like the boardwalk, which, you know, creates just this beautiful link from Austin's east side to its west side. The bridge across the Greenbelt that will run underneath MoPac is a huge step forward as well. You know, that's something that's been a huge barrier for people traveling around that side of Austin by bicycle. And then trails like the South Walnut Creek Trail are just these world-class trail systems, really, that have been implemented by the city. And then also sort of just things that, you know, cyclists of all ages and abilities can use. You know, you're seeing a lot of protected bike lanes around elementaries, which allows kids to more safely ride their bikes to school.
But yet the percentage of people who cycle in Austin is still relatively low compared to, you know, Portland, Boulder, Seattle, Minneapolis, and way lower compared to major European cities, of course.
Yeah, so I guess that was the second part of my statement as to whether Austin is deserving, is that, you know, the first is that Austin is certainly deserving of this designation. The second part is that Austinites certainly still deserve better. There's still a lot of major issues in Austin. Cycling is pretty great if you live around campus or in central Austin, but further out, more suburban parts of Austin, like Northwest Austin and suburban South Austin, you're still seeing really low ridership, and that adds to Austin having an overall pretty low ridership in comparison to other cities that have this designation. I think in the last census, less than 2% of Austinites commuted to work by bike, which is not making a huge dent on the overall transportation network.
What is it going to take to get more people cycling in Austin? I feel like it's got to be more than a white line on the road marking off a bike lane, because I think a lot of people don't feel safe in that situation.
You know, it's a term that's referred to as comfort level. So when you make cycling easy and accessible and safe, more and more people ride. And that's what Austin is working towards with some of these more modern cycling facilities, like protected bike lanes that allow cyclists to get out on the road and not feel like they're competing with cars for space on the road. The other thing is you just need to make cycling more attractive than other means of transportation. Most major cities that have seen a huge increase in cycling, it's because those cities have made cycling the fastest way to get around.
Ian Dilley is a reporter for Bicycling Magazine. His newest book is The Cyclist's Bucket List, and he lives in Austin. Ian, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for giving me a call.